Kaori Akita is 17 years old. 5 days ago, she had her left leg amputated above the knee to remove Ewing sarcoma in the tibia. Her left thigh was treated with a stumpplasty at 10 centimeters above the knee joint. She grieved for the loss of her left leg and feared the recurrence of the cancer. She could not sleep well, and she ate less than half of the meals prepared for her. Masao Ishii has worked as an occupational therapist for 3 years. He has been in charge of providing Kaori with rehabilitation services. Today, he worked with her for the third time. He asked her how she was feeling, and she responded that she was not feeling well and that she did not feel like doing any exercises. Masao checked her vital signs. Her temperature was 35.7 degrees. Her blood pressure was 110 over 56, and her pulse was 70 beats per minute. He told her that her temperature, blood pressure, and pulse were all normal and suggested that she should do some exercises. She turned him down, saying that she did not feel like standing up and that she did not want anyone to see her. She felt that she was under the gaze of curious eyes. He told her that the place she would undergo rehabilitation exercises was partitioned with curtains so that she would not be seen by others. He also told her that her lap would be covered with a rug in the wheelchair on the way to the rehabilitation room and the way back to her room. However, she did not respond to his suggestion. She just lamented over her misfortune, saying that she could no longer walk, run, or swim, and she felt a deep sense of loss. Before the operation, Kaori understood that she had to have her left leg amputated. After the surgery, however, she felt miserable and came to dislike herself. She told Masao that having her leg amputated was much harder than she had expected, and that she was scared that the cancer might recur. The doctor said that he had completely eliminated the cancer, so she should focus on rehabilitation without any worries, but she was still very anxious. Listening to Kaori, Masao understood that she was so depressed that she was not ready for rehabilitation exercises for daily living. He only gave her a passive range of motion exercise for her hip joints and decided to talk about her mental state with the doctor in charge.